This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Oh, it's a great day, a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and yes, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Oh, it's just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. I'm grateful for this minute, this moment, this opportunity to have you as part of my community, to be with me today and I be with you today via this medium, whether you're listening on the radio or whether you're listening on the podcast. I am so grateful, grateful, grateful for you. And I am glad you have made this an important part of your routine to listen to the show and the podcast. And if you're a first timer, if you're a first timer, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show, where our goal is to help people to do more, be more, and achieve more, and use all of their God-given abilities and to the max, just max out on them and have great impact so that you'll leave not just an inheritance, but a legacy. Come on, somebody. Well, we want to welcome everybody. And then I take a moment at the beginning of every show to give God glory, to thank him for life and strength and health. And I am grateful. God has blessed me, and I give God glory for all the blessing, health and strength and family and friends. I am grateful. And so I want to always take a moment to give thanks with and grace and glory where glory is due. And then I take a moment to thank our sponsor. We are so grateful for our sponsor, Truist Financial. They've made a long-term commitment to me, and I made a long-term commitment to them. And what happened was two great banks, BB&T and SunTrust, came together to create an even greater bank. They said, we're going to start a bank, a new bank that starts and believes in care, caring for others. And we're going to build a bank from there. And they built a bank, and it's called Truist.
Truist Financial. They've got combined resources, they've got collective passion, continuous pursuit of excellence and innovation, and they're opening the door. Truist is opening a door to a better financial experience to help people and businesses all around America to do more, be more, and achieve more. You see why we are in connection, because we are on the same page. So see what the future of finance is shaping up to be at Truist.com. That's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Bank, member FDIC. Well, I'm so excited about this show today. It's Women's History Month, and we've got a woman history maker on the line for you today. This is going to change your life. It is the one and only, the history maker. There is real debate, but we think it is true that she was the first African-American billionaire, woman billionaire. Now, we know many people say it's Oprah. Well, Oprah became a billionaire, but this woman became the first because she had the assets that she built and with her ex-husband from ground zero. Sheila Johnson, she is my guest today. She was a cheerleader in high school and a musician, a concert violinist. She went on to go to the University of Illinois, where she met her former husband, business partner, Bob Johnson, and they married and they came to D.C. because he was working on Capitol Hill. She worked at a private school teaching music and created a program, Youth Strings in Action, that traveled all over the country and around the world with these young people playing music with their violins and violas and cellos. Then in 1980, she and her husband founded Black Entertainment Television, BET, which was a cable network geared toward African-American audiences. It was challenging. They couldn't get sponsors. No one wanted to give them any time, but they kept striving, kept working, and they created a network that went on to great success and eventually got sold for $3 billion, of which she got her share. So that's where she became a billionaire. And then she went on to join the Washington area International Horse Show. She came as the president of that because her daughter was interested in equestrian activities. She purchased a farm, a 350-acre estate in Middleburg, Virginia, and then created a hotel, a spa inn called the Salamander. She'll talk about that in the interview. And then she's gone on to make more history as a owner of three sports franchises, the Washington Mystics. She's a part owner of the Washington Capitals and the Washington Wizards in the NBA. And she has continued to do great things. She now is just incredibly successful and making a difference in the lives of so many people. We're going to jump in this interview with Sheila Johnson. Let's go right now. I've got one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the world on today. And I told y'all, get ready, because we're going to have the best and the brightest in the world as my guests. And I thank all of you who send me emails and notes saying they are grateful for these guests I bring on. But let me tell you, I'm grateful. You think you're grateful. I'm grateful because I've been blessed. And that's the right word to say, blessed, to be able to develop friendships and relationships with some of the best and the brightest people in the world. And another one is on the line today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. You all know her. Let me tell you, you know her. She is an entrepreneur extraordinaire, a philanthropist, a businesswoman who has a keen mind and a keen insight to find opportunities and to help people in the process. She is a CEO of Salamander Hotels and Resorts, a company she founded in 2005. She has a portfolio of hotels across America, including the Innsbruck in Florida, the Woodlands in Charleston, South Carolina, and the Salamander Resort and Spa in Middleburg, Virginia. She's the vice chairman of Monumental Sports and Entertainment and president and managing partner of the WNBA Washington Mystics, and is the first African-American woman to have a stake in three professional sports teams, including the Wizards, the Washington Capitals, and the Mystics. She's a founding partner of Black Entertainment Television. She pioneered modern television programming. She created the award-winning Teen Summit, which I'm proud to say I was on a number of times when it was on. And she also, and not most people don't know, she also created helped to create a music group called Urban Hip Hop Urban Nation choir that I was able to help Ricky Payton to get going, and as a consultant to give her ideas. But she was the one who had the vision with Ricky to make that happen. I've always been impressed with that. She is a part of the Huffington Post Media Group. She's a consultant for, I'm not a consultant, on the board of a number of boards. She is a ambassador for CARE. And she is also, many people don't know, an accomplished violinist. We talked about that some time ago when we had some time together, and we both had this interest in music, and my background in music, and her bachelor's is in music. And she has honorary degrees from numerous institutions. She has a mother of two, lives in Middleburg, Virginia, with her husband, the Honorable William T. Newman, Jr., and she is my dear friend, and I'm so honored to have her on. I've been trying to get on, and we finally got her, the one and only Sheila Johnson. Sheila, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you for being on. You are so fantastic. Let me tell you, folks, Sheila and I were both honored, I guess, at an event for a group called Our House about a month ago. And while we were waiting for the festivities to start, myself and her and a couple others sat around a table and just talked. And in those moments, she said ideas on entrepreneurism and business that I said were so profound. I had to go home and tell my wife. I said they were profound nuggets that people in America need to hear. We were having a private conversation. And if you were privy to that conversation, you would have heard how you can grow. So, Sheila, thank you for being on. Tell everybody a little bit more. I gave the quick synopsis of who you are, but a little bit more about some of the things that you think about as a businesswoman, or what you're doing with Salamander and how you started in your thinking. We got about 4 minutes of this segment, and then we'll really get into some deep stuff in the next segment.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on the show. I remember that conversation. I can't remember everything that I talked to you about. So you're going to have to, we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, we're just going to have a conversation.
We're
just
going to, everybody.
We're going to be like around the kitchen table, okay?
Yes, this will be around the kitchen table. But so that people will understand, first of all, the first question I am asked is why the name Salamander? And I think this is a good way to start this off. When I bought my farm out just outside of Middleburg, Virginia, it was owned by a man by the name of Bruce Sundlin. So those of us in the older generation remember the TV show of Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. Bruce Sundlin was the real Hogan's Heroes. His unit was shot down during World War II. No one was killed, but they were captured. And Bruce Sundlin was able to escape right away. Went and fought for the French Resistance briefly, and then the army said, you have got to go in and get the rest of your unit out of this POW camp. Which he did, but before he left, they gave him the code name Salamander. So as I got to know Bruce Sundlin, he came back to visit me, and I said, Bruce, what does the Salamander really mean? Because I've got to keep the name for the farm. I want to. I like it. He says, young lady, the mythical story behind it is the only animal that can walk through fire and still come out alive.
Wow.
Now, the truth is, which I loved, even if you cut off the limbs of the salamander, it regenerates.
Mm.
And that has stayed with me. And I said, look, can I brand this name? I am getting ready to start a hotel company, and I have been through a lot in my life. People think the things have come easy for me. They haven't. I have fought every step of the way. And as an African-American woman, it has even been twice as hard. So he says, yes, you can keep that name, and I have decided to brand that name throughout everything I do, from my hotels to my markets to my retail shops to my plane to everything that I do. Even my homeless soccer team are the Lady Salamanders. It's such a strong brand, and I want to continue to grow that brand. And even King Louis XIV had salamanders all around his moat, and it stood for perseverance, courage, and strength.
Wow.
So just take in all of that. That is me. I'm the salamander.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, folks, she dropped a pearl. I hope you understand that she said that you're going to have challenges, but the salamander regenerates its limbs. It'll get cut off. It'll get discouraged. It'll try and get people trying to keep it from living, but it will not give up. It'll persist. It'll come back. And you know, I talk about a setback as a setup for a comeback. And if you're going to win in these challenging times, and if you're going to win in life, you got to have a comeback spirit. You got to have a comeback mindset, and you got to keep coming back. Life will knock you down occasionally, but the winners are the ones who keep getting back up. And Sheila
That's
Johnson
right.
is one of those winners who keeps getting back up. As many of you know, she has now become the first African-American woman to own major stakes in major sports franchises. And it wasn't easy.
No, not at all. And it still isn't.
Right. Not easy. So she keeps coming back. And that's why she is a winner. We're going to come back after this break. And we're going to talk about some strategies, thinking about how to become a success in your life and what it takes to really live your dream and really be the best that you are in all the capacity that you have. So stay tuned to the Willie Jolly Show across America from coast to coast, border to border. We want you to stay tuned. We've got more to come with Sheila Johnson. And remember, the best is yet to come. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I'm so excited today to share with you about our sponsor for this podcast is Truist Financial, a bank where two great banks came together to create an even greater bank. BB&T and SunTrust were great banks on their own, but they came together with a focus on caring. Caring for others and caring for small businesses and caring for communities and caring that people will achieve their goals. They came with this concept of caring. And when you start a bank with care and you go from there, you will create a Truist Financial, a unique bank that will have great impact on our community. Go to Truist.com. Check them out at Truist.com. Truist.com. Truist Financial is a member of FDIC. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make sure to tell them at Truist that I sent you. Have a great one. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources, and then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways Show and podcast. I'm so excited as we celebrate Women's History Month that we've got a history maker, a real deal history maker with Sheila Johnson. We're going to come back to our interview with her. But before we do, I want to make sure you know that we want to help you as many ways as we can to have greater success. So we're putting a lot of content out into the universe, into the spaces so that you can get access to them. Look, go to winwithwilly.com. Winwithwilly.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Every week I send out a 1 minute message Monday through Friday, keep you fired up, keep you inspired. And then once a week, I send out the lessons I learned or some information from the interview that's coming up that weekend on the XM show. And so we want you to get access to that. So go to winwithwilly.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then you got access to all my websites right there. It's a very unique place to go because you got my Win in Marriage, Win with Your Teenagers to motivate them, win in business, win in your personal life, activities if you want to be a speaker. There are winning ways there. So much there that we want to help people. And then follow me on all social. Follow me on all social media. We're putting out content there. Willie.Jolly on Facebook, at Willie Jolly on Twitter. We got TikTok. We've got Instagram. We've got all of these things to try and get content to you so you can make sure to stay fired up, focus, and on your way to greater success. The more we can put out, the better it can have an impact on a community and a world at large, the more success stories we get lessons from. And I want you to share with us, send us your success stories. Tell us how this is helping you, because that's what we're doing it for, to help more people do more, be more, and achieve more. Let's go back to the interview with Sheila Johnson. It's all about your attitude. Your attitude determines how you're going to see life. You see it from a negative perspective or a positive perspective. You see it as a opportunity or as a challenge. It's how you see life. And the winners see life as great opportunities always in front of them. And they have a positive attitude. And so one of the winners in life that I have had the opportunity to develop a friendship with is on the line today. Her name is Sheila Johnson. She's the managing partner of the Washington Wizards. She is a co-owner of, Washington Mystics. She's a co-owner of the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals, and is a founding partner of Black Entertainment Television. And people will always say she's one of America's wealthiest African-American women. Praise the Lord. And I'm thankful for being able to say that, because we need to have more wealth stories in our our community, and we need more wealth stories of women who have survived and thrived in tough times. So Sheila is one of those people. Thank you, Sheila, for being on with me.
Well, thank you, Willie, but you have got to tell your listeners it's not just about money.
No, you're absolutely
right. It's about having wealth is in happiness, wealth in your family.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I think it is an African-American community. I mean, we all need money to survive. I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm.
It's better to have money than not have money.
Right.
But we also too often sacrifice family, friends, ourselves, for that almighty dollar.
Absolutely. The love of money is the root of all evil, and it's the love of it. And so you put it in its right place. Money gives you options, but I always tell people, and we talk about here, that wealth comes in other ways. Wealth is financial wealth is one way, but it's relationship wealth, is community wealth, is your reputational wealth, and all of
That's
those,
right.
And health wealth, because if health is not one of your top priorities,
yeah, you ain't got nothing.
You ain't got nothing. So Sheila, for those who are joining us, Sheila and I were in a event about a month ago. We were both being honored as people in the community for this community foundation, and we both spoke. And before the event, we sat around a table with a number of people, and just in the back, kind of just talking like at a kitchen table. And I'm telling you, it was incredible, the ideas and strategies and information she shared with us. And
She was, I like to call her mother wit. She was just, you know, just like your mama would tell you or your cousin would tell you, here's what you need to be doing if you're going to be successful. And I said, you know, my listeners need to hear that. Sheila, if you were sitting in a class with, or you had some young entrepreneurs sitting around your kitchen table and they're trying to figure out how to be successful and there are lots of challenges and the economy and all of that, what kind of advice would you be giving them and just saying, here's some things you should be thinking about, here's some things I would recommend you?
I think, first of all, for all our listeners out there, make sure that you get your education. Make sure that you are really equipped with the foundation of a good education. The other thing that I am seeing a lot of lately is a lot of our young people do not understand how important it is to have a good work ethic. I mean, we've got a very entitled generation on many levels. And I think that that is the first thing that as parents, as educators, as ministers in the spiritual world, they have got to get this across. Nobody's entitled to anything. There's just two things that you do in life is pay your taxes and die. You have got to know yourself. There are too many young people that have been watching too many shows, too much media. They're trying to identify with celebrity out there. They're trying to find out who they are. I mean, it's really tragic that between the reality shows and videos, everything, we're trying to be someone else other than ourselves. If you don't know yourself, you will never make it in life. You also need to have a passion for what you want to do. And to find out what you want to do, you want to do something that is so different. If you're going to be successful, if you want to be entrepreneurial, you've got to find something that no one else is doing out there. Come out with the original idea, or if there are ideas out there that are not being executed properly, that's when you jump and take over and build something larger. The other thing is never assume anything, never, because you never know what the truth is out there. Who's giving you the right information? You do your own investigating. Also, trust your own instinct. Also, be careful with who you are bringing around in your space. There are too many people that want to cling on to you. And I mean, I've found this really in my own life, and this is something that I've learned very late in life. There are too many people that want to empty out your checkbook. They don't want to do the work. They want to come around and cling on to you, assume your identity, get credit for what you've done. It is a very, very scary proposition when people do that. And I've learned this. I've lost millions of dollars from hiring the wrong people, giving me poor advice, almost making me feel as though I cannot exist without them. You want to get rid of toxic people, and there are a lot of toxic people out there, whether it's a boyfriend, a husband, even your own family members, and that's, or even just friends.
And that's big. It's a big, now, folks, she just gave you one pearl that if you've ever heard me speak, you hear me talk about stay away from negative people, small-minded, itty-bitty people, because they will kill your dreams. But she said it very clearly, there's people who are toxic, and you sometimes have to make those tough decisions and have to maybe love them from afar if they're in your family. But you said it so wonderfully, Sheila, that it's important that you are very clear that there are people who are not always in your best interest.
There are a lot of people that aren't in your best interest, and they may seem like they're in your best interest when you're starting out, but as you become more and more successful, they start to envy. They start to really not want you to succeed because of jealousy. And we still, unfortunately, still have that crab in a barrel mentality.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, there's still people out there, they will put things out on me, and I'm like, where are you getting this stuff from? Just to be negative, because I'm happy and I'm successful. And what you do, you just have to say, you know, if that's what you want to think, fine. Don't let it bother you. You've got to become very thick-skinned. You've got to be tunnel vision, and you've got to continue to just stay on your path. Be careful with who you listen to, because when they're down, they're going to bring you down with them.
And that's important for you to say, and I wanted to dig in a little more, because you said you've got to be thick-skinned and you've got to be focused on your goals. And I assume that you have written goals and goals that you get out and set out for the year, or plans and ideas. And you encourage young people to do the same, set some goals, set some big dreams.
You do. But you also have to learn to be flexible because things come along in life. You can get just slapped up beside the face. I said, well, there goes that goal. Let me take another path.
Mm.
Don't let it knock you down.
Okay.
You just find another way in which you can solve your problem and get to your goal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've been doing that. Now, real quick, I want to tell people about some of your projects you're working on in the next minute or half. You've got the Salamander brand, which is Salamander Hotels and Resorts. But you've got some new things you're working on as well, some of the new properties.
Yeah. We have just been able to acquire the Grand Resorts in Cap Cana. We have taken over the Fishing Lodge, which we will run. So what I've done, and this is very important for people to understand, even though I own three hotels, or really two, I've just sold one of them, but we're still managing it. And the Woodlands Resort is a Forbes five-star, five-diamond hotel that's been ranked number one in the world and also number one by the Today Show. Now, even though I sold that, we still manage it because we want to keep that rating. But because we are so great at taking distressed properties and turning them around, Innisbrook was a distressed property. I was able to see the bones in this property, put it in real solid investment of turning that around from going from close to being in bankruptcy, now a preferred property. We also have a PGA Tour event there. We have an LPGA Seniors event there. We are attracting lots of group business. Excuse me. But we have, because of the work that my team has done, and I want you to understand I'm saying my team. It's not just me. It is the team of people that I have around me. We all work together. That we have acquired the Fishing Lodge down in the Dominican Republic in Cap Cana. It has 300 condo units. We're going to have retail. It's on a marina. We have boats coming in and out. So we're literally taking that over. Now, in this recession, even though I have slowed down the resort hotel that I'm building in Middleburg, Virginia, people are always coming up to me and they're going, oh, you know, hotels just aren't making it in this recession. Oh, gosh, there's so much I can tell you.
Hold that thought. We want to come back to that. We're going to be right back. Folks, you're listening to my friend Sheila Johnson. This is Willie Jolly, Across America. For sure, for sure, for sure, the best is yet to come.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years. We wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store. Get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way show and podcast. And I'm excited that you're here. I want to thank you again for sharing this message, this program with people in your network, your friends, your family members, your coworkers. Continue to do that because so many people are coming up to me in different places where I have been starting back to speak again. And they're coming up saying, a friend of mine told me about your show and your podcast. And now I am so grateful to that friend for turning me on
to your messaging. And today we've got a special message as we celebrate Women's History Month with a real deal woman history maker. Before we go back into the interview with Sheila Johnson, I want to again thank our sponsor, Truist Financial, a bank that's here for better because they care. BB&T and SunTrust merged to form Truist with a shared purpose to care for other people, to help other people, and to grow better lives and communities all over America. Let me give you just one example of what that means. Truist has come up with something called the Truist Community Benefits Plan. They've earmarked $60 billion, that's right, billion with a B, to invest in affordable housing, nonprofit support, and small business growth over the next number of years, and they are serious and committed to this. So you can see that while Truist is committed to a better banking experience for you, they're just as committed to giving back to the community and creating meaningful change for all people who are striving and working and wanting to do more, be more, and achieve more. I hope you'll check them out at Truist.com. Let me spell it for you. It's T-R-U-I-S-T.com. Truist Financial is a member FDIC. You've probably been seeing their signage now go up on banks all over the cities where you might live. Go and check them out. Go check out Truist and tell them Dr. Willie Jolly sent you. All right. Look, I am so excited about this show. And I want you to know, many have asked, well, where can they access it to hear it again? You can go to my podcast. You can go to my podcast, the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast, to hear all these interviews, these great interviews. We got hundreds of podcasts now up on the different platforms. You can get it at C-Suite Radio. C as in Charlie, Suite as a suite of rooms, C-Suite Radio. Or you can get it at iHeartRadio, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, and on Apple Podcasts. We are trying to get our information to as many people in as many ways as we can as quickly as possible. So you can get our shows and these great interviews on the podcast and then share the podcast, share the links, share the information with people in your network. And then last but not least, go to winwithwilly.com and make sure you get some of the free resources we have there. Winwithwilly.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And then there are some free resources. Sign up and get some of the free goodies we have you that we are just focused on helping more people to win more. We want you to win more in your marriage and your family and your children and your finances and your business and your personal life and your health. We want you to have health, wealth, and wisdom. So again, go to winwithwilly.com and connect with us on the different platforms we have there because we want you to win. How many want to win? You ready to win? Okay, we're going to get back into this interview with Sheila Johnson because she is a lady who is a winner and she's helping more people all around the globe to win. Here we go with the interview with Sheila Johnson. My guest today is a lady, I like to call her a trailblazer because she is literally a trailblazer. You know, some people follow the path. Some people create the path. She's a creator of path. Let me go over her life. She was a musician, an accomplished violinist who loved music and is incredible at music, and singer. I got to add that too. And then she went from music to become an entrepreneur. And if I'm correct, she wrote the business plan for Black Entertainment Television, and did the thought process there of Black Entertainment. Well, the business did well. It grew. It became a multi-billion dollar business. And then she moved on to thought in the sports world. She wanted to be an owner of a sports team. And there were no African-American women owners of sports teams, but she was a trailblazer and she was able to buy a portion of the ownership of Monumental and get involved with Monumental Sports Management and Entertainment. And she is the president of the WNBA Washington Mystics, as well as a co-owner of the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals. But she didn't stop there. She said, you know, there's a lot in hospitality, and she has a desire to be in hospitality. She is a hostess with the most as well. She got into the hotel industry and the resorts industry, and now she's tearing that up. And a philanthropist. You know, that's the kind of trailblazing. And I want in our community, people who are mindful of, there's always another opportunity to impact people. And this is one of those people who does that. Sheila Johnson, thank you for being on with me.
Well, thank you. I just want to let listeners who have been listening, you know, just before we took our break, to understand, even during this recession, and this is a lesson to everybody, even if things are not working in this recession, I mean, money's tight, banks aren't loaning, you know, people are having problems with housing, you've got to find another path. Now, as I said before, I slowed down the resort in Middleburg, Virginia, because I realized that within this recession, and if we're going into a double dip, you cannot open a hotel in a bad economy, because once you open, you never get out of that hole. So I decided to form another company, which is a management company, and that's the Salamander Resorts. And that's why I'm starting to pick up hotels that people have seen the success in which we have been able to turn hotels around to start turning other hotels around. So management companies are very important. I think too many people do not realize that flags like St. Regis, Marriott, the Ritz-Carlton, they think, oh, they own all their hotels. They're all managed, and that's where the money is. So I decided to go that route. And so I'm putting my Salamander brand on other hotels. And until we can start coming out of this recession, then the company will continue. Then the company will continue to grow. So I'm just taking another route to actually grow my company. Now, you mentioned philanthropy. The philanthropy is very much tied to my business, and I do believe in the double bottom line. It's not only making the money, but also being able to give back, and that's what is really, really important. Because if you're able to give back to those in need and those within your community, they're going to feed your business. People like people who give back, who are generous and who are compassionate and can see life outside themselves.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so with my work with CARE, it's important that I try, and I do focus on women and empowering women because, you know, I was a global ambassador for CARE, and I've seen gender-based violence and so many women dying in childbirth. I've seen women with AIDS, and that's why I created the documentary, The Other City. Even during when I was really pushing this film across the country and trying to get to the NAACP to give it some recognition at Image Awards, we as an African-American community keep keeping our heads in the sand about the issues that are directly affecting us economically and our health. And if there's anything that I can say on this show, I want ministers across the country to start talking to their congregations about this health issue that is ravishing the African-American community. We have to talk about economics. I have been in synagogues where the Jewish community really preaches success and not being ashamed of being successful and making money and living your dreams. And these are things that we have got to start talking to our young people about in this country. We as an African-American community are losing ground economically and in health. And I'm very, very concerned about this. So through all the work that I'm doing, I try to weave these messages into everything that I'm doing. Even though I have hotels, I hold retreats, I hold conferences to talk about these issues. These are the vehicles in which I use to reach out in the community to try and move the needle.
I love it. You know, she talked about philanthropy, folks. And one of the things I talk about quite often is, you know, as you give, so shall it be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. And you've got to be mindful that as you give more, you will be blessed more. One. Second, I love what you said about the fact that the Jewish community empowers and inspires and encourages their community members to be successful, because you cannot give if you don't have something to give. And right. I think that's very important. There's a great book called The Jewish Phenomena by Silver that I read some time ago, that the Jewish people are 4% of the American population, that yet they own over 40% of the wealth, because they're encouraging their members and the people in their community to be wealthy, to be impactful, to make a difference. And I want to encourage our community.
And they support one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's something that we don't do.
Also, Sheila, you talk about wealth building. And I think it's important that we talk about wealth building, because I was speaking, I'm doing a tour with Kelvin Boston, and actually will be in, I'm in Baltimore, speaking in Baltimore this weekend, and then coming up some other cities, Dallas and Houston. But I talk about it at these conferences. It's important for us as a community and people in our community to start thinking wealth thoughts, because wealth gives you a lot of options, particularly health care, educating your children, and where you're going to live. And it's important to not see money as a hindrance, or being that piety is poverty, but that wealth to make a difference and be philanthropic and impact people is important. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree. And I think more than anything, there is a lot of wealth within the Black community. I see our entertainers. I see our athletes. I think if anything, we need to start prioritizing how we're going to use our wealth instead of spending it on stuff.
Mm.
And I say stuff with a capital S.
Yes.
We have to have the fanciest cars. We have to have the bling bling.
Mm.
We have to have the biggest houses out there. If we took even one or two of our athletes with all the millions of dollars that they make, they could go into a community, rebuild a school, get in there and mentor and work with our young people instead of just being mentors on a basketball court or on a football field. There is so much that we can do, and we aren't doing it. We are literally throwing away opportunities in which we can lift ourselves up by through communities. I did a film called A Powerful Noise about three extraordinary women who saw problems within their community, did not have a dime to their name, but they were able to change it around because they were able to focus on those issues within the community. We have got to stop having children with baby mamas. We have got to start doing things that are right.
Absolutely.
And start looking at ourselves and turning our lives around. We are squandering our greatest gifts.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well, I'm going to come back. We're going to have one more segment with Sheila Johnson, folks. And we're going to talk about some strategies and some ideas for you to start to build your business, and how you can turn your setbacks into comeback, and how you can make the most of your opportunity. You're listening to The Willie Jolly Show across America. And for sure, the best is yet to come. Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me
when you need me. Pick up the phone.
You can call,
and call me. Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs, because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech. And I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it, because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive.
And so I went and it changed my life. And I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500. And that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come. And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and we're going to jump back into this interview with Sheila Johnson. And before we do, though, I'm going to play a little bit of the song, I Hope You Dance, from my Willie Jolly Music and Motivation Power Book that you can get access to it at williejolly.com/music. williejolly.com/music. Let's jump back into this interview and hear the music and then the interview. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get until you try it. So you might as well live life to the fullest. Give it your best shot. You might as well sing like you don't need the money. Love like you'll never get hurt. Dance like nobody's watching. Put your whole heart in it if you want it to work. I hope you dance. I hope you never lose.
Well, we're back. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you give life the shot that it deserves. You heard my guest, Sheila Johnson, say that we are not taking full advantage of the opportunities and the gifts we've been given. And I hope you dance. I hope you live life to the fullest. Don't sit out on a stand up against the wall and don't sit this dance out. This is it. This is it. Life is all you've got. This life is not a dress rehearsal. So give it your best shot. Sheila is one of the folks who has been doing this. She is an entrepreneur. And important for people to know, an entrepreneur is somebody who designs and determines their destiny. And that is what Sheila is doing with the resorts, with the sports company. And I'm glad she mentioned about the difference between hotel ownership and hotel management, because sometimes we can make money by being excellent in different areas. And Sheila, you talk about excellence. You know, I think when we were sitting around, you said, you know, you just got to be good. You got to be excellent. And we want to encourage people to do that, don't we?
Yeah, we have too much mediocrity that's going on in this world. And it's something that's troubling me. And one of the things that we have not talked about yet is my position with Huffington Post as a strategic advisor.
Yes.
And it's really important that people, and I want people to know that we're going to be launching our African-American website on Huffington Post the week of July 18th.
Mm.
We'll also be doing a Huffington Post Latino. Things that are happening in this world, and we have got to think about this. And this is why when I was speaking just a little bit earlier, how we as an African-American community have got to come together and support one another. But what is happening, and I think someone has got a book coming out called The Tanning of America. We have got to start thinking on a much broader level of what's going on around us. We have got to strengthen ourselves as entrepreneurs within the African-American community, because it's being taken over by many, many other cultures. And you can just ride through neighborhoods and you can see this.
Right.
What I want to do with Huffington Post, and once we get the business section really launched and up there, you have to understand, even though we have a lot of wonderful African-American websites on there, our voice has really fallen off the radar screen, and I want to get our voice back on the radar screen. I want to talk about the issues that we're talking about on your show today, to really go in depth about education, about politics, how we can strengthen our foundation within our community. So I think this is something that I'm very excited as a partner with Arianna Huffington, and it's something that she's very excited about, that we're going to be able to get our voice back on the radar screen.
I love it. And I want to let you know publicly, since we're on the radio now, I want to be a part of whatever you're doing with that.
I want you to write and blog. I'm going to put you on notice right now. You're one of my biggest bloggers here.
All right. I'm happy to do it and be happy to be a part of it and share positive thoughts and how to become entrepreneur and whatever way I can be a help, because we want to get people to think different. And even in all these tough economic times, don't get caught up in the gloom and doom. Don't buy into not giving life a shot. Don't give up on your dreams. And many people just get discouraged. They buy into the gloom and doom. And you don't do that, Sheila. Obviously, you don't buy into gloom and doom.
No, I mean, you have to look at the big picture. I think people, and this is why you and I share this common denominator of music. Music has been our foundation.
Absolutely.
What does music and the arts do? It helps us see the bigger picture.
Yes.
We're able to be much more creative, much more innovative, and to be able to think out of the box on how to solve problems.
Yes.
Everyone out there has got to start doing that. The business world is changing rapidly. And one of the reasons why I did go to Huffington Post, because as you look around, our magazines are getting thinner, our newspapers, community newspapers are getting thinner, and again, our voice has fallen off the radar screen. We have now got to start moving into a new business era of the digital age. There are so many people out there that are listening to this show that are very savvy in the digital age. Come on, let's all jump on the same bus. Start writing for Huffington Post. Send your ideas in. You never know how your voice is going to get heard, because we aggregate across all the news media. You can get heard on CNN. You can get heard in the New York Times. You can get picked up. You just never know when. We have got to stop saying, no, we can't do, no, we can't do, because we can do anything we set our mind to.
Wow. Now, we're back in this college, you're telling these young people again, we're sitting around a table, you're telling them, okay, folks, now here's what it's going to take. I want you to start maybe writing some monthly goals, weekly goals, or what is it that you tell people that they got to do? They got to dream big. We know that you got to have passion. You got to be education is critical. But what would you say day to day? Here's some things to build your business for the future.
I think, first of all, you have to look at yourself honestly. I'm going to go back to the point, make sure you know who you are.
Okay.
Because if you don't know who you are, you're never going to get to first base.
Got it.
I think you should get a reality check on, make a two columns.
Okay.
What are my strengths? Write them down. What are my weaknesses? Write them down. How can I strengthen my weakness, and how can I build on my strengths?
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
What is it I really, really want to do in life? And I will tell you, this is one lesson I have had to learn, and it starts with a P, and it's called patience.
Mm.
You have got to have patience. Things are not going to happen overnight. We are in this, you know, got to get it quick life.
Right.
It ain't going to happen that way. And I'll go back to the work ethic. I'm from the Midwest, and Midwest people have great work ethics. I'm not dumping on East Coast people, but we do have very strong work ethics. You got to learn how to take the baby steps before you take the big steps. But patience is key, because if you don't have it, it's going to kill a dream in a heartbeat, because things aren't coming fast enough. And you go back, God moves in his own time.
Mm.
God's going to move with you when the time is ready.
Mm.
You got to trust in him, and you've got to have faith in the word of God. And you've got to listen to him, because the more you have patience and sit still, you don't have to be all over the place all the time, but learn to sit still, be calm, and within that calm, pray. And those answers and those moments will come to you when it's time to start moving. But I have had to learn this the hard way.
Mm.
Sometimes it's taken a year, sometimes it's taken 2 years, but when it comes, it's there.
Absolutely. Comes big when it comes. And what I like what you just said, and folks, I hope you get some of these pearls, because I always like to extract some of the pearls that our guests are saying. Sheila's saying, one, you got to have faith. You got to trust God. And then you got to work hard. Now, those things come together. Have faith.
Right.
Trust God. Work hard. Work hard.
Yeah.
Work.
It ain't going to just fall in your lap.
It just doesn't fall in your lap.
God helps those who help themselves.
Absolutely. As Wally Amos said earlier in the interview, he said, don't wait for God to drop something in your lap. Put your lap with God. Dropping stuff, you know, that means work hard. And so you've got a entrepreneur here who has worked hard from day one to become a successful businesswoman and a person who people look to as a model. So any closing kind of ideas here, Sheila, that will help people as they go through the tough. Before we do that, let's go back before we run out of time. Where can people get more information on your resorts, where they can go to their vacations, where they can, anything that you might want to share with them about some of the things you're doing, and then we'll close with closing thoughts.
All right, they can go on salamanderresorts.com, and they can see my entire website and the hotels on there. And, they can get all kinds of information. If they're in hospitality and are looking to really get into hospitality, and I'm telling you, that's a business that will always be around. Those of you looking for jobs, look for businesses that are going to be around, whether it's in the healthcare business, whether it's in technology. People are always going to stay in hotels. Everybody wants an escape. Hotels is, the hospitality field is the greatest field out there for people just getting started and want to work from the ground up, whether it's washing dishes, waiting tables, learning how to get into management, learning how to do anything. That is where you learn from the ground up. So if they go to salamanderresorts.com, they will see the site and everything that we have to offer.
All right. Last minute of the interview. Tell me, Sheila, last closing thoughts, just to encourage people who want to live their dreams. What is one major thought that you can just tell somebody who wants to live their dreams and might be scared. They might be scared, as we say it now.
Don't be afraid of failure.
Big one. Come on.
Yeah. Don't be afraid of failure, because that's the only way you're going to be able to grow. Don't run away from it.
Absolutely. Folks, if there's anything to close this interview on, that's it. Don't be afraid to fail, because the winners are willing to fail in order to succeed. And that's why I love Sheila Johnson. Sheila, I love you.
Love you too.
And thank you so much for being on with me. And I look forward to being involved with the Huffington Post program and anything else. And we talked about it. One of these days, I want to be a hotel owner and manager. So I'm going to learn from you at your feet, okay?
Okay.
I love you.
I am going to email your name to Ariana Huffington right now.
All right. You make it happen. Okay. Love you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. What a great show. Well, I want to thank Sheila Johnson. And again, I want to thank our friends at Truist Financial, where they're helping people to grow their businesses, their community, because they care. When you start a bank with care and build it from there, you end up with Truist Financial. Truist, TRUIST.com. Truist Financial, member FDIC. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody. Go to winwithwilly.com and get some of the resources. And I'll look to talk to you soon on the next week's show with more powerful information to help you do more, be more, and achieve more. This is Dr. Willie Jolly, and for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great week. God bless you. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value, and I hope
that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire. WillieJolly.com/billionaire or WJSpeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month. And remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.